Lethal action speaks louder than words. This is the message Russia sent as their delegates were talking with Ukraine negotiators. Civilians attacked in their homes. Ukrainian authorities report deaths and scores of injuries in Kharkiv. The attacks targeted civilian areas in and around Ukraine's second city. They appeared to include cluster munitions. By nightfall on Monday, the capital, Kyiv, came under heavy Russian bombardment just as the talks were winding up for the day.
Ukrainian and Russian delegations today held the first round of talks, the main aim of which was to discuss the ceasefire and cessation of hostilities in the territory of Ukraine.
The negotiations lasted approximately 5 hours, during which time we went in detail through every point on the agenda. We found a few points that we can use as a prognosis of our joint positions, and the most important is that we agreed to continue the process of the negotiations.
The negotiations held on the Belarus-Ukraine border lasted 5 hours. There were no breakthroughs. However, the two sides agreed to continue talking in a second session. If anything, the fighting has worsened. Before the talks started, Volodymyr Zelensky called on the EU to allow his country to join the bloc and signed an accession document. He had made another defiant statement.
The fifth day of the full-scale war of Russia against the people of Ukraine. We stand strong. We've lived through that much over the past days, what other people wouldn't experience in decades.
In the south of Ukraine, where Russian forces have advanced and taken the city of Berdyansk, these are civilians surrounding Russian military vehicles. They shouted, "Go home," to the troops. Such defiance and solidarity is seen all over Ukraine. In every town, in every city, there's a determination, a resolve to help the war effort in any way people can. A steady stream of donated supplies for the army is being handed over to this voluntary organization in Lviv. Its helpers, who are students, don't believe Russia is interested in peace.
They're still fighting us. They're still launching their rockets on our territory, and talks are going on. So how is it impossible to have talks while fighting us?
Upstairs, donated medical supplies and drugs, all date-checked, are processed, and local stores ensure they meet a constant demand for soldiers' boots.
I and my colleagues are doing all the best here in a safe place to collect the help from Ukraine and from Ukrainians and foreigners all around the world.
But no matter how strong the resolve of Ukrainian forces might be, these satellite images are now showing an armoured column to the northwest of Kyiv that's nearly 30 kilometres long. And it's edging closer to the capital now, only 20 kilometres from the city centre. Andrew Simmons, Al Jazeera, Lviv.